Beth Jones is a senior threat researcher for Sophos, a computer security firm for businesses. She's in Burlington, Massachusetts. We're talking a gaming device here, but how concerned should all people be by this breach of the PlayStation network, not just gamers?
Everyone should be always vigilant about the possibility of identity theft and personal information theft. It's a constant battle that we in security industry are fighting right now, trying to educate consumers and businesses to keep their information safe, but also what to do in the event of a breach.
Well, we just heard in our story from Clark Boyd a lot of concern from users of the PlayStation Network. And if you look at a fan site like PlayStation Lifestyle, there's a lot of anger there. But there's also a fair bit of complacency. David562 says, name, address, PlayStation Network ID, take it all, I don't care. What do you say to that?
I say, well, I hope he doesn't care about his credit score in any way, shape, or form, because the information that is stolen is absolutely perfect for identity theft.
So your advice is cancel your credit card?
Sure. I mean, if you left your credit card in the back of a taxi, for example, you wouldn't think twice about canceling it. You wouldn't wait to see if your account got compromised. You would immediately assume breach, cancel. This doesn't seem that much different, because the information could potentially be out there, could already be compromised, can already be being sold around the organized crime scene.
Well, precisely. I mean, if your core identity information is already gone, address, date of birth, answers to typical security questions, passwords, what's to stop someone just getting a new card in your name?
Very little. I mean, again, there's places where you can find where people are working, basically even what their possible earnings are. Social Security numbers are not difficult to track down once you have date of birth and name and address.
Now, like credit cards, this PlayStation Network hack is a global problem. How does the U.S. stack up in terms of protections compared to elsewhere?
One of the good things that we have in place are some of the PCI compliancy laws that state that people and corporations will be responsible for data breaches. You know, here in Massachusetts, we have one of the toughest data breach laws in the country. So if anyone does business here in Massachusetts, they are going to be looking at hefty fines for any breaches that happen.
You know, Sony took a whole week to warn users that it had been hacked. That has echoes of the slow information release during Toyota's auto recall in 2009 and 2010, or TEPCO, the Tokyo power utility, this year. What does it say about Japanese corporate culture?
I think one of the things that it really says is that they're wanting to take the time to make sure they have all of their facts straight before they cause a major worldwide panic. Personally, if I was in charge of a company, I would make very certain that I had all the information that I could release together before just throwing it out there and going, oh my God, we've been hacked. Oh my God, we've been hacked. But to also say, here's what we know right now definitively.
You know, I began by asking you, Beth Jones, how concerned all people should be by this hack of the PlayStation Network. Let me finish by asking you, for those users who are addicted to their PlayStation, do you think, how long do you think it's going to take for Sony to fix their security and get the network back up?
That's a good question, because, again, now that it's been compromised, they're probably getting authorities involved, which means there's going to be more forensic work to do on those machines, which means it could be some significant downtime.
Beth Jones, a senior threat researcher for Sophos, a computer security firm for businesses, helping us figure out how seriously to take the hacking of the Sony PlayStation Network. Beth, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
The hacking of Sony's PlayStation Network has people all around the globe discussing the consequences. Read the tweets and join the conversation yourself at theworld.org.